You're listening to Leeds Rhinos, Super League Live on Radio Yorkshire.
It's a breathless start. Here are the Vikings through Joe Mellor trying to step off the right foot and beat Ablett, but there was no way through. 12 from the Leeds line. Widnes, it's all white at the moment, and it's Kevin Brown getting the ball away, and the Vikings have come up with the first score of the afternoon. Looking to see who it is who's got the ball down. It could have been Danny Galea out there on the far side. But we'll wait for confirmation. Whoever it is the first point of the game, and it's Widnes Vikings who lead by 4 points to nil.
Fantastic no-look pass from Brown. Get the confirmation of the scorer here. It was 17, Chris Clarkson against his former club. But it was just a fantastic no-look pass. The pressure was building up. Brown has been at the heart of everything. He looked one way. His eyes were directing that the ball was going to go long. It was such a beautifully disguised short ball that actually I don't even think the crowd, never mind the Leeds defence, read it. And before anybody knew, Clarkson was diving over.
And it's on the last tackle, says Bentham. And Leeds are 5 metres short. They're going to come short side. Hardacre to Maguire. Here is Stevie Ward. And Ward takes a short pass from Danny Maguire and crashes over for the first Rhinos try of the afternoon. 8 minutes in, and they're back in it. It's Widnes 4, Leeds 4.
Well, there are a lot of passes and not a lot of ground being made for most of that set of six. It was all lateral movement, all moving the ball, and then all of a sudden straightened up on the fifth tackle. Ablett got the ball away, but full credit to Rob Burrow for getting down low and managing to pouch it. That was a really difficult pass to take, particularly as it was being clattered at the time. From that, Leeds decided to go on a power play on the last tackle, went the short side, Maguire coming up with the choice ball, and Stevie Ward just shaped his shoulders to throw off the last defender, slam the ball down.
Cuthbertson to Maguire, puts a boot to ball. Ablett's chasing that one down. Also Moon out there on the far side. Somebody's claiming a try at the far end. It's the Rhinos fans, and it's been awarded by Phil Bentham. And I'm not quite sure who got it down.
It might have been Carl Ablett's hand, I think. Moon. Oh no, Joel Moon's taking the acclamation of the Leeds fans. The two of them were together. The sixth tackle play again has caught Widnes out. Leeds moved the ball along the line. Maguire came to a bit of a dead end. He slipped the ball through. Widnes' two defenders went for it. Neither of them looked as though they were confident. The ball jagged away from them, and Moon, who was coming in, just stuck his hand down, planted it on it. It's 15 minutes gone, and Leeds take the lead.
So, Hanbury then for the Vikings. Get the ball away down the far side, and Jack Owens gets it back on the inside, and Widnes, out of nothing, have scored a try, and it's gone the way of Stephen Marsh. Well, that was a superb effort. Crisp hands to the right, and then back again on the inside, and the centre goes over with 14 minutes from half-time, and it's now Widnes Vikings 8, Leeds Rhinos 10.
Absolutely fabulous cutout ball from Hanbury. He got Owens away, and Joel Moon came over, put his arm on Owens to just try and drag him into touch, and a lovely slip ball on the inside to Mellor, and again to Marsh. Again, we've said that first time Leeds' defence has been really tested in the last 15 minutes and they couldn't answer it. High tackle there from Leeds on Joe Mellor. Referee's playing advantage. He's blown for the penalty. Now he's playing advantage and Mellor will score.
Well, well, well. Joe Mellor, 6.5 minutes before the break, has put the Vikings in front. It was Paul Ayton who went high on him around about 40 metres out. And yes, it looks very much as though Phil Bentham had put the whistle to the lips and blown. Everybody stopped for a few strides except Joe Mellor, and he was chased down by Hardacre, who at least took him out towards the right-hand corner. But he's got the ball down for a four-pointer. Very, very bizarre circumstances, but Widnes lead 14-10.
And to be fair to Mellor, he played on. It was a high tackle. It would have been a penalty, but he rode the tackle and came out the other side. I don't know whether Phil Bentham actually blew his whistle. It was certainly in his mouth. He then looked at Mellor and saw that he was in the clear and waved play on. It was a straight foot race then between Mellor and Hardacre, and Mellor's speed just took him over, and that's really got the Widnes fans on their feet. You'd have to ask the referee at half-time or the Leeds players whether he blew. Certainly everybody stopped. Everybody knew it was a high tackle. If he didn't actually blow, Mellor's every right to carry on. If he did, as you say, the word bizarre.
Vikings held out. Can the Rhinos come back with a third try? Danny Maguire looked to show and go, but Willie Iser was wise to that one and makes the tackle 5 metres from the Widnes line. Sutcliffe out to Kynehorst. Kynehorst to Callum Watkins. And Callum Watkins has got the ball down in the right-hand corner. His ninth try of the campaign. the Rhinos' leading try scorer. And just 50 seconds before the break, Leeds have got themselves back in it once again. It's Widnes 16, Leeds Rhinos 14.
Hasn't Jimmy Kynos got a wonderful passing game? The ability to catch the ball and give it in one motion, we saw it last week at Huddersfield. He's just done exactly the same again to get Watkins one-handed put down in the corner. I thought that penalty was actually going to hurt Leeds because, as you said, they had a bit of a roll on there. They really didn't need their momentum stopping, but only less than a minute really to go in the half. They had to find a way to hit back just before half-time. Maguire, who's been very influential, decided to take the defence on. He committed two to tackle him. That left a slight gap. Sutcliffe exploited it. He found Kynehorse, and Kynehorse with a lovely take and give in one motion. Watkins just had the power to put the ball down out wide. Would you go for two here? They're not. They're tapping it.
No. And run it and score a try. And that's what they've done through Danny Galea. 6-7 minutes into this second half. And, well, considerations for 2 points, perhaps. But a quick tap. They've spread the ball out to the left-hand side where Danny Galea has hit that flat pass at pace. Leeds couldn't hold him. And he strolled across for the Vikings. Fourth try of the afternoon. And it's Widnes Vikings 20, Leeds Rhinos 14.
Again, I think the start of the second half has seen Widnes with more energy. And the try has come on the back of a mistake. Stevie Ward taking the ball round about the halfway line, losing it on the third tackle. Widnes showing great energy. When Kevin Brown wants to play and he wants the ball and he's calling for it, he is a danger. He doesn't do it for the full 40 minutes, but when he does, he makes things happen.
Manoka Foa has driven towards the posts. What can the Vikings come up with here? Can they try and kill this game? Brown, short ball is to Willie Iser. Well read and met in defence by Liam Sutcliffe out there on the Leeds right-hand side. But Widnes within 10 metres of the Rhinos line. Here is a big charge from Danny Galea, looking for a second try. Can't get through this time. Brown looks to show and go and almost does so. Leeds have got enough numbers underneath the post to stop him.
Actually had a big overlap there. He should have just let the ball go.
Here's one of those players who was in overlap. Manoka Foa trying to wrestle his way across the line. Bentham's checking with the touch judges, and he's got there. Manoka Foa, the former Bradford Bull, has hurt their arch rivals, the Leeds Rhinos, here at Widnes this afternoon. We're 13 minutes into the second half, and that is a big, big gap now for the Rhinos to overcome. It's Widnes Vikings 26, Leeds Rhinos 14.
Penalties are absolutely killing Leeds here this afternoon. Penalty count 7-1. I wouldn't necessarily say that Mr. Bentham has got many of them wrong. It's just that Leeds are far too indisciplined for their own good. They cannot get out of their own half. They're dropping the ball when they're in possession. They're giving away penalties when they're not. We've now seen twice in the second half that they cannot defend a penalty. On the first one, it was a lovely little run around that put Galea through. On the second one, it was more of the bludgeon. Manuka Foa, after Brown had gone close, just taking the ball. And I think it was three or four Leeds defenders had kept Brown out. They didn't readjust. Manuka Foa, so tall, just twisted his body around and dumped it over the line.
Cuthbertson then inside the Vikings 20. Three, four white shirts of the Vikings around him. And he's put to the deck about 15 metres short of the Vikings line. Aiton goes in at dummy half, looks for a short ball to Walters. It was knocked down by Hunemeyer. Six more to lead, says referee Bentham. They've had something their way. Kickers come in here from Sutcliffe to Watkins, and Callum Watkins has got across for a try out in the right-hand corner. Great vision from Liam Sutcliffe to see that. That was very, very early on in the tackle count, and he would have been tempted to throw the ball somewhere, but he saw an opportunity, just put it a short kick in behind the defence. Well read, well picked up by Watkins. Second try of the game for him. And Leeds hitting back immediately with their first attack of the second half. It's Widnes 28, Leeds 18.
Well, wasn't that on the free play as well? The ball was knocked down at dummy half by Jeremiah. The referee signalled back to one. So I suspect Sutcliffe chanced his arm because it was a free play. But actually, a wonderfully judged kick. Watkins read it well. Hanging about on the wing. It's not his accustomed position, but he'd read it well. Picked it up, went over in the corner. It's going to be a difficult conversion attempt from Sutcliffe, but as we said, the bare minimum was a back-to-back set of six. Jeremiah twice making mistakes. First he kicks out on the full, then he puts his hand on the ball just as it was coming away from the play the ball to give another set of six to Leeds, and Leeds make it pay. It is a little bit tit for tat.
Hayton's gone in at dummy half, goes open side to Sutcliffe, run around there, out the far side is Jimmy Kynehorst. And Kynehorst, has he got the ball down? He's claiming a try, and Bentham has awarded it. Just short of the hour mark here. Very quick hands across the field to that right-hand side, and Kynehorst has somehow stretched out a limb and got the ball down. And after a quick deliberation, Bentham awards it, and it's Widnes 28, Leeds Rhinos 22.
Brilliant work from Liam Sutcliffe to size up the situation that Leeds just had the numbers, but great strength from Kynehorst to get the ball over it. It was Stevie Ward that turned his back and pushed the ball on Sutcliffe's pass, and then Kynehorst did the rest. But we were just saying, you've got to get into the position to play. Well, Leeds did that on the back of a penalty. You've got to get something from your last tackle play. It looked for all the world as though Leeds might kick it, but Maguire, who's been brilliant in the last 5 or 6 minutes, decided that it was going to be a power play. It was Ward who made the extra man by turning his back and slipping the ball back. Sutcliffe, again, the architect behind getting the ball to Kynehorst, and it needed scoring. Kynehorst showed great strength to project his body forward to get under the defenders, particularly Hanbury, get the ball down. His first try in Leeds colours this season. He's played well since he came back from Hunslet. All of a sudden, two tries in 4 minutes to Leeds, and they're back in the game.
The unforgiving finger of the clock. Will it run out on Leeds, or will they nick something? And it then run out on the Vikings. Not long to go to find out. Widnes have the ball then. And they're midway inside their own half as Hanbury goes in at dummy half and makes a cheeky 10. And he's tackled
this
10
the
from the
tackle.
Halfway.
Lloyd yep. White this time with the kick.
And he's drilled it straight to Zach Hardacre down centre field. Hardacre is able to make a pretty comfortable 20 metres before giving it to Callum Watkins, who missed that one. Watkins has coughed it up. Widnes could be in this for a winner here. And a brilliant piece of defence by Hardacre to get back. It was Chris Dean who almost got across, but have they got the numbers to score here? Leeds have just about got back now and are trying to scramble and save a try, and Widnes burrowing over backwards out on the far side. Bentham is checking with his touch judges, and the Vikings man who has it is tackled on his back. It was Kevin Brown, wasn't it? Held up on his back out on the far side. Well, that had to be some tackle from Zach Hardacre to stop Chris Dean there following Callum Watkins' mistake, and he made it, and that could be absolutely vital come the end of this one. But at the moment, Leeds defending with Meller in possession for Widnes. Hanbury steps off the right foot, goes for a gap down centre field. A speculative offload is picked up by Alex Gerrard, who beats Maguire, and is finally pulled to ground by Cuthbertson. Last tackle of this set that Widnes didn't expect to get. Short ball from Brown, and the Vikings have got in at the left-hand corner. It looks like it could be Chris Dean who's got across there. We'll wait for confirmation, but it is confirmed as a try by Bentham. 8 minutes and 45 seconds remain, and that might just be one too far for Leeds. It's Widnes 32, Leeds Rhinos 24.
Well, it. Architects of their own downfall, as we were just criticising that Widnes were. We'll just get the try scorer, is indeed Chris Dean, but it was off a lovely short ball again from Kevin Brown on the last tackle, on the power play. Leeds have been pulled from left to right. Again, Hardacre, I think, was possibly at fault giving the ball to Watkins as Leeds were coming out from defence. It was a nothing kick, really. Leeds had the ball, they had. Yeah, they were on their own 20, but they had five tackles. They had enough time in this game to pull something out the bag. Why on earth Zach Hardacre was trying to pass to Callum Watkins? It wasn't a great pass. He did put it down. Hardacre rectified the situation by getting back and covering and stopping Stephen Marsh as he broke clear. But the damage was done, and on the last tackle again, Kevin Brown weighed up the options. The kick wasn't needed. It was through the hands. He had the dummy runner, a lovely short pass.
Brown to Jeremiah, who's skirting the line on the far side, and Aaron Jeremiah has run into a massive yawning gap. Leeds all looking at each other. Bentham is consulting with the in-goal judge out there on the far side, and is awarded the try. 3 minutes to go. Now that was utterly bizarre. Aaron Jeremiah ran into a
just a gaping hole out on the Leeds right. Everybody else looked at each other. He scored the try. Widnes will take the 2 points and lead now by 38 points to 24.
A lot of Leeds fans leaving and they'll be extremely disappointed with this performance. There were a couple of Widnes players who stood there with their arms up. They weren't interfering with play, but it appeared that all of the Leeds players had come inside thinking that there possibly might be an obstruction, and Jeremiah, who'd only just come back onto the pitch, just almost tiptoed round the back of the melee. There was a huge gap. Leeds had left the back door open. He just strolled through it, didn't even run through it. He tiptoed through it into the corner. Now it's looking like a comprehensive defeat, and there will be questions asked about the way Leeds have played today. Yes, the penalty count has been 7-2 against them, but they've just not played with intelligence today.
Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire at RL on RY.